Jamie Parsons moved to Juneau in 1972 to become the city's first Parks and Recreation Director. He served on the Juneau Assembly for most of the 1980s and became mayor in 1991.
I considered him a dear friend. You know, he was a tireless promoter of Juneau, and he's going to be deeply missed by this community.
Juneau Senator Dennis Egan served as Parsons' deputy mayor.
One year we went to the gold medal tournament. Albert Tukesh and Jamie and I are in a free throw contest. I can't shoot a free throw. And here we were in front of all these fans. And of course I missed.
But Parsons said Egan could have Kukesh's points.
And Tukesh could have mine, so I won.
Egan says Parsons was nonpartisan and got along with all the assembly members.
I don't care who you were. He'd sit down and talk to you. A lot of that's missed right now. I didn't know if he was a Republican or Democrat. We never talked politics. We talked about Juneau and making Juneau better.
Paulette Simpson was another close friend and worked on Parsons' mayoral campaign in 1991.
Jamie excelled at friendship. And he understood that, especially in politics, friendship was foundational if you were going to be successful.
Simpson says if there was a legislator who spoke against Juneau being the capital city,
Jamie's reaction to that was to go make friends with the person and invite them to dinner. And he and Mary Beth were absolutely the most gracious, hospitable leaders we've probably ever had. And I think that went really far with people. Because he excelled at friendship, he put that to work for the capital city.
After one term as mayor, instead of running for re-election, Parsons put his energy toward fighting a 1994 ballot initiative to move the capital to Wasilla. Parsons traveled throughout Southeast to encourage voter turnout and traveled north as well. Longtime legislative aide Christopher Clark was working in Anchorage as the field coordinator in the campaign against the measure. He says Parsons was key to defeating it.
He helped organize it. He'd go out door to door. He'd give speeches. He'd talk to editorial board meetings. He'd go to newspapers, interviews, and it all worked. Jamie was with me in Anchorage on the night of the election returns, and we were jubilant. We once again had dodged a bullet and managed to keep the Capitol here in Juneau, and Jamie deserves a lot of the credit for that.
Like Parsons, close friend Wynn Greening also served as chair of the Alaska Committee. He says Parsons helped Juneau become an even better capital city by making it more accessible. It was his idea to do C-SPAN coverage of the Alaska legislature, what's now known as Gavel, Alaska.
He bridged a lot of gaps. There's a lot of polarization in politics today. He never paid attention to that. He listened to people. And he always tried to figure out a way to get people to some sort of an agreement so that they could move forward on things.
Parsons also owned the Juneau Racquet Club with John McConaughey for about 20 years. McConaughey now co-owns Cycle Alaska with his wife. He calls Parsons a mentor who taught him the concept of paying your civic rent.
We're business people in town have an obligation to give back to the community that's being supportive of them, and he certainly exemplified that throughout his whole life.
McConaughey and Parsons were also very close friends. While traveling in New Zealand, McConaughey spoke with him days before he died.
What was amazing about that is Jamie was so positive and great energy. Even though he's on some pain medication, that spark was still there.
Parsons also once served as CEO of the Juneau Chamber of Commerce. In a letter to chamber members about Parsons' death, Executive Director Craig Dahl called him an inspiration and wrote, "Juneau has never had a more committed advocate." In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.